Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
Growth. As a child of God, continued development is a requirement if you desire to see God's best in your life. Often we receive the gift of salvation, but either stop there or don't know how to proceed other than to go to church once or twice a week. We don't have a passion to dive deeper, not realizing that this is a key to your success in life. Many times, as we accept the gift, we believe that this is good enough and our work is done. I'm here to tell you that it's not the truth. Continued growth is a requirement in this walk with Jesus. A Christian should never be in the same place for too long, whether spiritually or in other areas in their lives. It is God's purpose for us to prosper, not just in our lives, but for His kingdom. We weren't designed to struggle. We were created in His image, therefore, we are to have all the benefits that He had. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing growth and why it's a crucial aspect of a Christian's life. Many new believers come into knowing of Jesus with no understanding of what to do or how to proceed. The Holy Spirit begins to shape and mold you, but there's a huge part that you play in the process. Submitting to His authority is your part, along with diligently seeking the truth. The scripture says, "Ask, seek, and knock, and the door will be opened to you." Matthew 7:7-8. This is every believer's responsibility. To the degree that you adhere to this, will be the levels that you are able to get to. And yes, there are many levels. So, what does growth look like? How do you grow in a continuous upward trajectory? I'm glad you asked. Some of us come to Jesus on fire. Others, it's a struggle. For others, it's a gradually growing process. The point is that you should be growing. I came in on fire. My personality is such that when I'm into something, I'm all in. I have to know every little detail about what it is I'm doing. I'm a perfectionist, that's my way. Whether it's the woman I'm with, the people in my life, a hobby or whatever it may be, I go to the depths to understand it or them. That's how I am with God and His Word. I've mastered many things in my life, but the Word of God is deep. It's a lifelong investment, like a spouse. That fire led me into truth after truth being revealed to me, which then began to not only open my eyes to see, but to set me free from the things that were keeping me in slavery. In order to grow, you first must be set free. I fed my spirit daily with various forms of spiritual food. Conversation about God with other Christians, watching sermons online, reading the Bible, of course, praying, whatever I could come up with. In my opinion, we're not encouraged enough to feed our spirit via feeding our flesh. This also is crucial in the growth of a believer. What you spend your time feeding will manifest in your life. I feed my spirit, therefore I become powerful for the kingdom of God. I cut out many of the things I used to spend time doing, and now devote that time to the kingdom advancement. I stop feeding my flesh by watching too much television, or wasting time on mindless or useless activities. This, by itself, has helped me continue to grow. Submitting to the Holy Spirit's purging elevates you. It puts you in a position to be used by God in powerful ways. It helps you to see what the enemy is doing. It provides open doors of opportunity for favor, blessings, and increase. It sets you free, free to carry a yoke that's light and easy. Growth comes by hearing. The more you feed your spirit, the more you'll grow. Every time you partake in hearing the Word of God, something is being placed in you for development. If you're able to grasp it, you grow. If not, you'll stay in the same place. Not allowing excuses or obstacles is important. There's an answer for every excuse you can come up with. I've always told people this. We make time for what's important to us. Just like, we treat people how we feel about them. These are truths that show themselves to be true if we have eyes to see. Excuses are just that, excuses. God has given us more than we deserve. How you respond to what you've been given speaks for itself. Growth, plainly stated, is a dedication, commitment, an attitude, and a desire for the truth, and nothing but the truth. It's getting out of your own way, setting your priorities in the correct order, and daily making sure you put God first. You dwell on Him throughout your day. You take time to give thanks for what you have. And in what you do, you try to make sure it glorifies Him. You make your ways His ways. You seek Him in the concerns of your life. You follow His laws and do your best to be obedient to them. You learn who He is, what He likes, how He desires to be spoken to. These are all things that you currently do for the man or woman you are now with or dating. Why should God be any different? You are listening to me for a reason. Don't take my word for it. Look at what God is doing in my life. Everything I've spoken, I've done, is what you see, not proof that it's true and works. One of the things I committed myself to was not letting anyone or anything get in my way. I have been in physical pain every day for a decade, some days worse than others, but I never used that as an excuse. I never let it stop me from my growth. The enemy has been coming after me since birth. Imagine if I had given up. I would not be here to help you overcome. I would not be here to show you that in God, all things are possible. This is the beauty of us being a body. What I've gone through helps you from suffering in the same manner. It helps you avoid certain pitfalls designed to derail you. It strengthens you, guides you, and keeps you on the straight and narrow path. I'll conclude with this. Without true self-reflection, growth is meaningless. You must be able to look at yourself in the mirror constantly and correctly evaluate who you are and what you see looking back at you. Are you conforming to the image of God? Or are you still operating out of your flesh? If you can honestly answer yes to growing in the likeness of Jesus, then you are growing. If not, you have work to do. It takes time. Don't give up. Allow the Spirit of God to guide you. That's His purpose. He's waiting for you. He wants nothing more than to assist you. Feed your spirit, not your flesh, and all will go well with you. There will be pushback. That's a good thing. That means you're doing something right. You are a child of God. Walk in that knowledge and see what God does in your life. Be blessed.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.